Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So yesterday I posted, these women who wear hijabs are burning their hijabs. This is the garment that you wear over your hair in a lot of Middle Eastern countries. And, you know, is it a big deal? No, it's not a big deal unless you're forced to wear it. Unless your father is going to slap you across the face because you won't wear it. Or your brother is going to beat you with a stick. Or some stranger is going to approach you on the street and hit you with a stick. And those are things that I'm not lying. I have seen those things happen when I lived in the Middle East. Women who didn't wear their hijab or didn't wear it appropriately, according to whatever man was coming down the street, and they were physically attacked, verbally harassed in some cases, and physically attacked. That happens. It's hard for Americans to realize that. But men in the Middle East, in some countries, in some communities, feel very entitled to tell women, you should cover up. The way you're presenting yourself is not acceptable in an Islamic country. And I've witnessed it personally. I'm not just repeating a story from other people. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to American women with blonde hair who were called whores in public because they didn't cover up in a Middle Eastern country. So it's really nasty. It's unpleasant. It's why, you know, like when I was in Manama, Bahrain, you see the pictures in the 70s, there were women wearing mini skirts with beehive hairdos. And then the Islamic fundamentalists took over. And suddenly, oh, you know what? Even if you want to be a liberated woman, it's not worth it to be hit with a stick every day in the streets. So it changes the culture. So I posted something about we should stop glamorizing the hijab in the United States. It's not just a fashion accessory. If we're being honest with each other, it's not a fashion accessory. I don't know. If you're a modest person, that's totally fine with me. If you're a religious person, it's totally fine with me. As long as you choose it yourself and you're not obligated. But apparently that hit the censors at Facebook. So now they're threatening to dump me off of Facebook, which I really resent. It's one reason I'm bringing it up on the radio. I hope that won't happen. Because what I said is factually true and is a legitimate political opinion. I mean, as women are burning the hijabs overseas, why am I not allowed to say something about it? So just if I disappear, you'll know that the Facebook Nazis have gotten me. I hope that's not going to happen. I try to be very responsible with what I say, both on the radio and on Facebook. You know, I bring it all also up at this moment because we're going to talk to Dr. Sheila Fury, who she and her colleagues were banned from Facebook, punished by social media, punished. Thank goodness that they're practicing on their own. They don't have an obligation to one of these major medical companies that runs the hospitals because a lot of their colleagues, seriously, the last 2 years I've taken my dad when he was sick before he died to all these doctors. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in local hospitals here in Richmond where some doctor or nurse would pull me aside and go, you're the guy from the radio, right? I'm like, yeah, I am. Well, thank God you're talking about the vaccines because we're not allowed to. And, you know, in this case, you should take it. In this case, you shouldn't take it. And we're seeing all kinds of people pulling me aside and saying that. Dr. Fury saw it firsthand and she is addressing it. And I admire that. Dr. Sheila Fury is with us this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm delighted to be with you.
So you have a conference coming up that deals with this issue, if I understand correctly.
Correct. So on Saturday, October 1st, from 1 to 4 at Life Church in Mechanicsville, we're holding a COVID forum management discussion, and we have world-renowned Dr. Paul Merrick and Dr. Robert Malone will be the keynote speakers. Additionally, Amanda Chase is going to speak about the legislative end of COVID, and we have almost a sold-out audience at this point. We have 400 seats available, and we have about 40 left.
Wow. What will you all cover here? Because Dr. Merrick, who's been on the show, courtesy of you, I appreciated you helping me find him. I mean, he has just been crushed as a professional because of his position on the vaccines.
Correct. So what we're going to be discussing is, and we've invited the members of the executive branch, we've also invited Dr. Colin Green to present the Virginia Department of Health stance and their treatment protocol for COVID. And they have not declined to participate, even though the Virginia continues to be under a COVID state of emergency. Obviously, they are satisfied with the COVID emergency as it continues. But what we're going to be presenting is the current policies of the Virginia Department of Health. We will present the evidence, Dr. Merrick, about treatment protocols and vaccine protocols that are working around the world. And specifically, since Dr. Malone is the creator of the mRNA technology, he will address all of the issues related to the mRNA technology and the dangers that they pose to everyone across the world.
Now that we're two full years into this and, what, 18 months into the vaccination zone on the calendar, are we getting real data, not just supposition, not just opinion, but real data that indicates that there's an aberrant problem here? I mean, my understanding is that every vaccine, there are some people who don't respond well to it. There's some people who are injured. There's some people who die. So I can't freak out just because out of millions and millions of doses, a few people don't take it well. But is there something out of the norm?
Well, we have two new studies, one from Canada, and the recommendation there was that no one under 60 should get the vaccine. It shows no benefit. There's also a UK study by a cardiologist that was presented in the Journal of Insulin Resistance, and this was a doctor who was actually pro-vaccine and has reversed his opinion. All right. And then we have Dr. Paul Offit from the CDC, who, when the newest round was approved for the bivalent shot, so it's two forms of the mRNA spike protein, he voted no. And he said it was only tested on 8 mice. And we're going to, and so based on this, we can't, you know, put this out on the market and inject this into people and say that it's safe and effective based on the study of 8 mice.
Yeah. Everyone who will speak at your event is a real doctor, right? I mean, we're not, look, I talk about this stuff on the radio, but I'm very honest with everybody. I haven't studied medicine. I'm not an epidemiologist. The only reference point that I have is my own smarts, which I present as somewhat significant, and my conversations with a broad range of professionals regularly over the last 2+ years on this program, you included. So are we hearing from people who you think have standing to offer informed professional opinion? There's nobody who's just kind of an outlier here.
No, these are all, I mean, Dr. Merrick's reputation alone, he is the second most published author in the world. All right.
I
mean, he should have been hired and been the direct consultant to Glenn Youngkin. All right. His reputation precedes him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's worked tirelessly to save people. That's all he's interested in. He's not bought and paid for by a pharmaceutical company.
Why do you think, Dr. Fury, that we are here on the verge of October of 2022 and there's still so much hostility towards doing an AAR, after action review? Every organization I've been a part of, whether it's throwing a party or a fundraiser or implementing a new policy, you set on day one, hey, this is when we're going to do a review. Is this working? I mean, they do it at Disney World, for God's sake, when they implement new lines for a ride. Is this working? Is this not working? And there seems to be a lack of desire to do the analysis of what has happened over the last 2+ years and to do a deep dive that opens up the possibility that maybe we made some mistakes. I mean, I'm not interested. If they're innocent mistakes, I don't want to throw people in jail or, you know, yank their licenses. But I do think we should examine whether the things we were told in 2020 and early 2021 were accurate and whether the predictions turned out to be true or not. Why this resistance to this type of examination? Because if I posted this on Facebook, I imagine I'd get another notice from Facebook saying, John, you're banned.
The issue is it's controlled by the CDC, that is controlled by the pharmaceutical company.
Mm.
This is about the control of big pharma and the amount of money that they will make from injectables of all kinds.
Mm.
That are, you know, we know that remdesivir and some of the other drugs that are used are between $3,000 and $10,000 for their treatment course.
Yeah.
All right. When you have drugs like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are in pennies.
Yeah.
Literally.
You think it's that basic that it's money?
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Look, I got to run, but tell me again how to sign up for one of the last seats at your conference on October 1st.
You can go to VAMFA.org, so Virginia Medical Freedom Alliance, VAMFA.org/events, and you can register.
Okay, that's great. Don't go to VMFA. You'll wind up at the at the art museum, and you'll wind up looking at Kehinde Wiley's statue instead of actually discussing this. VAMFA.org.
MFA.
Yeah. Dr. Sheila Fury, I appreciate the chance to talk to you always. Keep in the game here, in the fight. Thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.